A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My name's Poppy Hillstead.
An American accent's harder, Kay.
This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellas act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Reenacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Hello. I can't believe it's last in the series. It's going to be season 4 soon. Series 4. Last week I wanted to write, direct, star, produce, script edit my very own medical drama. And I went into chat rooms to try and find some doctors to help me out on a bit of the medical lingo. I met a lovely little guy called Dr. Terry. Shall we see what else I got up to? Shall we get on with it? Let's do it. Let's just get right in there. Me and Dr. Terry having a chat. Let's do it. Knocking on what? What? A cupboard? A cupboard door? Are you actually in a cupboard? Oh my God.
No, I'm not in a cupboard. They've gone now.
You need to answer this right. Are people actually going to die because you're giving me script notes about weird dicks?
No, don't worry.
Are you hiding? Why are you hiding? Do you hate your colleagues?
Sometimes. One I hate.
Why?
I think he's ugly. Women like him. He's very loud.
Loud?
I want to punch him.
Ha, Dr. Terry! Okay, what does he look like?
He's the ugliest man I've ever seen.
Ha ha! All right, yeah. Tell me.
Every feature is ugly. I drew him the other day. I'm not good at drawing, lol.
Oh my God. I love this. You hate-drawed him.
Big nose, eyes facing inwards.
Ha! Okay, yeah, go on.
Fat ass.
Fat ass.
Like a bulb.
Like a bulb.
Sorry, that was a typo, but it still kind of works.
Yeah, it does. So, tell me more about your drawing.
It was bad. I drew it in my journal. My drawing has improved because I've had to draw all the organs in the body for my studies.
Can I see your drawings?
It's at home.
Can I draw him and then we can see if it's right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so fat ass like a bulb. And then a big nose. And then what else?
Inward facing eyes.
Cross-eyed?
Yes.
Okay, how's this?
Lol!
Do you like it?
I love it. It looks just like him. The ass is perfect. The nose is perfect. But your drawing is more handsome.
What's this guy's name?
Dr. Benteen.
Okay, I could add Dr. Benteen to my HBO script, okay? He could be Dr. Poppy's nemesis.
Yes! He's a liar too.
Okay, what does he lie about?
He lies about having a Canadian girlfriend. He says he's been to Canada, but when I ask him where, he can't answer.
Okay, here's a question, okay? Does Dr. Benteen like you, or does he dislike you?
He doesn't like me because I don't like him. I never laugh at his jokes and say to people that I don't see his appeal.
I think maybe I should come up with a new episode from the start, and then you can help me.
Okay.
You obviously know Dr. Benteen a lot better than me, so I think you can give me some tips as I write the script, okay? So I'll come up with the script here, and then I'll ask you questions about how Dr. Benteen would act. Make sense?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let me think how this episode should start. Dr. Poppy MD is sat in her office chair. Light shines through her shutter blinds. She catches a glimpse of herself in the mirror. She hates her scar near her eye that she got in a mysterious accident. She looks into the distance and sighs and heads to the window. She looks down below to the hospital courtyard and she sees a long Mercedes pull up to the curb and a doctor Poppy has never seen before steps out. On his badge it says, Dr. Benteen. How does he walk across the courtyard, Dr. Terry?
Stomps. You think he could be a murderer?
Oh my God. Okay, what makes me think that he could be a murderer?
Just a guess.
Okay. Poppy MD doesn't trust Dr. Benteen as he stomps across the courtyard. His peachy round ass bounces up and down like two basketballs that have been shoved into a pair of tights and then dropped from a skyscraper. It's hypnotic.
Please, not you too.
Poppy MD rubs her eyes. That was truly bizarre. She truly felt like she went into a trance-like state staring at this guy's beautiful behind. How strange. Anyway, Poppy MD looks at a pager. Her awful, stupid boss is calling her down for a meeting. Poppy MD heads downstairs and says to herself, I bet this hospital boss is going to fire me because I don't play by the rules, even though I always get results. As she walks through the door, she can't believe her eyes. Dr. Benteen is stood next to her boss. He looks like shit, but that sweet ass, it draws her in again. Dr. Poppy MD? Because you're always breaking the rules to get results, I've called in Dr. Benteen to keep an eye on you. If you break one more rule to get results, Dr. Benteen will be taking over your position as head of the rare disease unit here at Skeggy Hospital. What do you think of that?
I think Benteen can't believe his luck. Why does she keep looking at his ass?
Just checking it out.
Do women do that?
I think so.
That explains a lot, but it's ridiculous because he doesn't have an attractive face.
It doesn't matter. It's all about that sweet ass.
There's a lot I have to... There's a lot I have to learn.
There's so much, Dr. Terry. Okay, shall I do the next part of the script?
Yeah.
So, Dr. Poppy MD is livid. What the hell? Why does Dr. Benteen have to watch over her and possibly take her job? They walk down the corridor together. Dr. Benteen is talking, but Poppy tries to drown it out. What kind of stuff is he saying, Terry?
His girlfriend and lying about things.
What things has he lied about before?
A relationship with him. A relationship with a patient when he was a student.
What? This is some real life drama here. What?
It's an absolute lie.
Tell me.
He said a patient gave him oral sex.
What?
Because he made her feel good while examining.
Okay, I feel this is worrying territory.
Apparently, she was a model with a bad sex life.
Okay, that's a lie. What was he examining?
I think he said breasts.
Why are things constantly happening when doctors are examining breasts? How did that lead to oral?
Apparently she visited a lot after.
Okay, I'm putting all this in. Dr. Poppy MD and Dr. Benteen walk down the corridor. Poppy thinks about infectious diseases in a bid to try and drown out Dr. Benteen banging on about getting sucked off by a model with a bad sex life when he was a student.
Lol.
conversations. Reenacted. Protection. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Protection.
You know what? With all this medical stuff, I think we need a little bit of a palate cleanser. What about I'm just going through my files and I'm thinking, how about a little bonus chat from Christmas? Christmas kind of balances out medical stuff, doesn't it?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Body type?
Oh, my body type. Oh, it's hot. Incredibly hot.
Ah, nice, nice.
So, what are you up to?
Horny. What about you?
I'm just watching telly. Nigella Lawson. Do you cook?
I'd love to drizzle chocolate all over your hot bod.
Oh, really? What else?
Strawberries all over you. Chocolate and strawberry surprise.
Why don't you give this food fantasy a Christmassy theme?
If your hot bod was in my kitchen, I'd first drizzle cream all over you.
Cook me like a turkey, Daniel.
Okay, turkey girl. How should I do that?
Right, pretend to be Nigella Lawson, right, and cook me like a turkey. We can make it a sexy Christmassy role play.
Okay.
Oh, look at this fine specimen. What a glorious turkey I've got here in my kitchen. So step one, viewers, let's get this turkey naked.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Okay, here we go. Maybe I slip off my feather coat, revealing nothing underneath.
Once you've plucked your turkey, you need to drizzle it in butter. Take your basting brush and dip it into melted butter. Use the long brush strokes over your turkey's curves. You can even massage the butter in with your hands, if you want.
You're all about this, like, drizzling, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Just drizzle melted butter all over the breasts.
Okay, my tits are covered in butter. Now what, Nigella? I think I need to be cooked, Nigella.
Maybe you can lay in front of the oven and bask in the heat. Something tells me I'm about to have the most delicious meal.
Okay, I lay down on the kitchen floor, flipping around a bit because of all the butter.
Just watching your beautiful golden body bask in the heat.
You know, I'm regretting this role play a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I'm either a nude woman covered in butter laying on the kitchen floor, or I'm like a raw turkey that's just been dumped outside the oven. In both scenarios, I'm going to be covered in so many bits of dirt and hair and
okay,
shit.
Okay, I think you're just about done. Let's get this sexy turkey back on the kitchen counter. Make sure to use gloves. Things are going to get very hot.
Daniel, am I dead or alive? Was I once alive and then killed, or then alive as a dead turkey, but now am I still alive or am I dead? I'm having an existential crisis with this whole role play scenario.
You're definitely alive, just wonderfully tanned from basking in the glow of the oven.
Are you gonna shove stuffing up my ass?
I can do that, yeah.
Let's get back to Dr. Terry. If you remember, Dr. Poppy and Dr. Benteen are just in the lift, I think. Dr. Poppy MD rolls her eyes. She notices that Dr. Benteen is covering his nose and mouth with a hanky. "Got the sniffles, Dr. Benteen," she says. He doesn't reply. Instead, he slams the lift button and quickly makes his way out the doors. That sweet ass again. Like two water balloons within another water balloon after it's been thrown from a cliff. Dr. Poppy MD is not ready for this jelly, and it doesn't look like any of the other members of staff are ready for Benteen's jelly either. As he struts down the corridor, he gets glances from Sarah in urology, from Eric in radiology, and from one of the other doctors in the other ology departments. Everyone is entranced as Benteen power walks down the hallway. People are staring at that sweet can. Suddenly, Poppy feels something warm trickling down her face. She flinches as she sees red spots of blood appear to splat on the floor and realises her nose is bleeding. Mighty strange. Any other notes, Terry?
Can there be less focus on his ass?
No. Poppy MD runs back to her office. She goes up to a whiteboard and starts drawing Dr. Benteen. She carefully maps out his long nose, carefully dots his cross eyes. She draws every curve on him. And next to the picture she draws of him, she writes in large letters, "Nosebleed." She slams her pen to the floor. There has to be a link between Dr. Benteen and the nosebleed. But what is it? Poppy jumps out of her deep train of thought as she hears the words arousal. Dr. Poppy spins around to see Eric from radiology. She notices he also has a streak of blood running from his nose. Poppy narrows her eyes. "How do you mean?" she asks. "Arousal. Arousal is known to cause nosebleeds. It's simple," Eric replies. "We can all be aroused by Dr. Benteen. Look at him," Poppy protests. Poppy, listen to me. If you're caught one more time not playing by the rules to get results, you're out of here. Shall I keep going?"
"Yeah."
It's the next day and Dr. Poppy MD is doing her usual checkups on patients. It's boring. Poppy can instantly tell, even just from a patient's name, if they've had an affair before, what their childhood pet's name was, what they dressed up for Halloween 3 years ago. She knows everything. Her first patient, an old granny called Mary, walks into the room clutching her chest and complaining of cardiac arrest. Poppy rolls her eyes. "Tell me this, Mary. What bra size are you?" Mary slaps around the face. "How dare you?" "Well, let me tell you this, Mary. Your bra size is 32H. Mary looks horrified and slaps her again. "But just by looking at your blouse and that little bow. I can tell you that you're a woman of refined taste. You don't want a bog standard bra from Marks and Sparks. You want something a little more delicate, a little more upmarket. You wanted a hot little matching set from Victoria's Secrets, but they only go up to a double D, don't they? Poppy MD rips open Mary's blouse, revealing a gorgeous lacy bra and pants. You're not having cardiac arrest, Mary. You're having cardiac abreast. In other words, your bra's too small. Now get out of my office. Mary slaps Poppy one more time as she leaves and shouts, "Thanks for curing me." Dr. Benteen shakes his head. "Poppy, you're a genius, but you've broken every doctor rule that there is. I'm going to tell your boss now so you can get fired." As Dr. Benteen walks out the room, Poppy notices a little pipe come out from his shoe, like a tiny exhaust. She hears a hissing sound as she starts to become hypnotised yet again by Benteen's sweet caboose. Benteen minces out, stepping over a collapsed Mary in the waiting room. Everyone's nose starts to bleed. Suddenly, Poppy's mind goes into overdrive. The shoe pipe, the ass, the nosebleed. The shoe pipe, the ass, the nosebleed. The shoe pipe, the ass, the nosebleed. It's all coming together. "Benteen, stop!" Poppy shouts. The waiting room plummets into silence. "Ha! Well, Benteen, you think you had us all fooled, and you almost did. Was pretty smart to hide a hidden pipe in your shoe that could release poisonous gas to send people into a trance-like state so you could steal money from the patients." "Poppy, I have no idea what you..." "Ah!" he screams. Poppy rips open Benteen's blouse, sending coins flying everywhere just as the boss walks in. "So, boss, you still want Benteen to replace me when he's just caused a whole waiting room to collapse, including this elderly woman?" The boss nervously says, "Well, actually, it looks like Mary's died of cardiac arrest." Oh. The end.
What did the ass have to do with everything?
What do you mean?
The shoe pipe, the ass, the nosebleed?
Oh yeah, I think I was thinking like they were hypnotised by the ass after the gas leaked and then it sent them into a further like trance-like state.
Shall we swap emails?
Yeah. You know what? I find it really hard to say bog standard bra from Marks and Sparks in an American accent. That's really hard. There you go. Series 3. I'm going to be back soon with Series 4. Maybe me and Dr. Terry will be back in touch. Who knows? Maybe this is a friend for life for me. Big shout out to my patrons and a big shout out to Russell Hughes and a happy birthday, Mrs. Hughes. That sounded threatening. Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.